Good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. And welcome to our banquet. Wow. This is a great crowd. Welcome to the banquet. And we have some wonderful surprises for you this evening. And what I would like to do first, one of our wonderful surprises, we will go ahead and start with our invocation. And to do our invocation is one of our beloved past CCB presidents, Kathy Skivers.
Thank you very much. Dear Father, some of these people really had a surprise because they've known me a long time, and I think this is the only thing at a convention they never, ever saw me do. But there's nobody that comes to these that appreciates more you letting us all get together and the strides we've made to help blind people in this country and throughout the world. And you know how much we still have left to do. So I ask in the name of all of us that you help the new, very new among us to come to understand what we mean and what we have to do and help us do it. And the people who've been around for quite a while that sometimes forget what you want us to do. And those of us who've lived so long that you haven't had to remind us to do what to do, but you sure have helped us, and we thank you for that. Thank you all. Thank you for letting us all come here and be together and help us to be kind to each other and appreciate the thoughts of each other and give everyone a safe trip home. And please remember how much we need your help, and we certainly do, and we appreciate it. And we ask it in your name, and we appreciate everything you do for us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Kathy. We will now do the introductions of our head table. And we're going to start, we're facing toward what was the back of the room when we were set up for general session. So starting from my far left is closest to the door that you all came in at. We have Linda Perel, who is president of our San Francisco chapter. And also one of our board members. To Linda's right, we have Mike Keithley. And Mike Keithley, took on the job of kind of chairing and overseeing the three groups who came together as the host committees were helping to plan all of your wonderful hospitality and such at the convention. Wasn't that wonderful? Yeah. Mike is also the immediate past president of the Silicon Valley chapter. To Mike's right, we have Marlena Lieberg. Yeah. And
I paid them all to do
that. And Marlena says she paid them everybody to do that. So
I thought they were all from Washington.
I think they're from Washington or something. That's kind of what they do over there, you know? Those people. Marlena is Secretary, American Council of the Blind, and she is our national guest. I hope you've all been making her feel very welcome while she's been here. To Marlena's right is somebody that I love very much, a great deal, And and I am very happy that at this convention I don't have an empty seat to my left, but that my husband is sitting right here next to me. Mitch Pomerant, President, American Council of the Blind. And then you all know who I am. I'm over here to his right, so. Okay. And to my right is a very wonderful support to me on the CCB board, our second Vice President, Roger Peterson. And to Roger's right is Bernice Kandarian, who is president of CCCLV, immediate past chair of our publications committee, and a big part of bringing us our institutional memory. Welcome, Bernice, to the head table. To Bernice's right is the immediate past president of the California Council of the Blind, Jeff Tom. Aha, I wonder what they said. You know, we should put mics all around the room and then the people who are listening on the stream would be able to tell us what they said. Oh, that sounds like Rob Turner back there. And to Jeff's right is Amy Alley. And Amy is aide to Assembly Member Sandra Swanson. Please welcome Amy Alley. Okay. And what we have is something very nice and special to give some good entertainment while we enjoy our meal. This was a gift to us from someone who has stated they wish to remain anonymous. Please join me in welcoming Supertonic from Santa Clara University. They are, and I might be saying this wrong, an a cappella choral group. So join me in welcoming them and enjoy your meal.
Colors of the rainbow hid underneath my skin. Hearts have colors, don't we all know? Red runs through our veins. Feel the fire burning up. Inspire me with blood of blue and green. I have hope. Inside is not a heart, but a
Thank you so much for having us. Like was just said, we're Supertonic. We're from Santa Clara University. We're a group of students ranging from freshman to graduate student level, and we come from all different states, all different majors. None of us, well, one of us is a music major, but the rest of us aren't. And so we all just really have a passion for singing, in particular a cappella music, which means without instruments. So all the sounds you hear are just our voices. And so our next song for you is called 2 a.m. by Anna Nalik.
Two a.m. and she calls me cause I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my season. Yeah, they walk through the door so accusing, their eyes like they have any right at all to criticize. Hypocrites, you're all here for the very same reason. Cause you can't jump a track, we're like cars on a cable, and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button now, so cradle your head in your hands and breathe, just breathe, oh breathe, just breathe. May he turn 21 at the base of Fort Bliss just today, says down to the flask and his fist ain't been sober since maybe October of last year. Here in town you can tell he's been down for a while, but my God, it's so beautiful when the boy smiles. Wanna hold him, maybe I'll just sing about it. Cause you can't jump a track, we're like cars on a cable, and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button now, so cradle your head in your hands and breathe, just breathe, oh breathe, just breathe. There's a light at the end of this tunnel, you'll shout cause you're just as far in as you'll ever be out. Mistakes you made, you'll just make them again if you only try turning around. 2 a.m. and I'm still awake, writing a song. If I get it all down on paper, it's no longer inside of me, threatening the life it belongs to. And I feel like I'm naked in front of a crowd, cause these words are my diary screaming out loud. And I know she'll use them however you want to. Cause you can't jump the tracks, we're like cars on a cable, and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button now, so sing it if you understand. And breathe, just breathe, oh breathe, just breathe, oh breathe, just breathe, oh breathe, just breathe.
Thank you very much. Next, we're going to do a song that you all have probably heard. It's called Firework by Katy Perry.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag, drifting through the wind, wanting to start again.
Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screams, but no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you,
and you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July.
Your original cannot be replaced if you only knew what the future holds. After a hurricane comes a rainbow.
Maybe a reason why all the doors are closed, so you could open one that leads you to the perfect road. Like a lightning bolt, your heart will glow, and when it's time to go,
light the light.
This next song is a song by a band called Maroon 5, if you've heard of it. And the song is called She Will Be Loved. And our soloist is a freshman, so give it up for Taylor.
Queen of only 18, she had some trouble with herself. He was always there to help her. She always belonged to someone else. I drove 4 miles and miles and wound up at your door. I've had you so many times, but somehow I want more, yeah. I don't mind spending every day out on your corner in the pouring rain. Oh, look for the girl that can bring broken smile. Ask her if she wants to stay a while, and she will be loved, and she will be loved. Tap on my window, knock on my door. I wanna make you feel beautiful. I know I tend to get so insecure. Doesn't matter anymore. It's not always rainbows and butterflies. It's compromise that moves us along. Yeah. My heart is full and my door's always open. You come anytime you want. Yeah. I don't mind spending every day out on your corner in the pouring rain. Oh, look for the girl with the broken smile. Ask her if she wants to stay a while, and she will be loved, and she will be loved, and she will be loved, and she will be loved. I know where you hide, alone in your car. I know all the things that make you who you are. I know that goodbye means nothing at all. Comes back and begs me to catch her every time she falls. Yeah, yeah. Tap on my window, knock on my door. I wanna make you feel beautiful. I don't mind spending every day out on your corner in the pouring rain. Oh, look for the girl with the broken smile. Ask her if she wants to stay a while, and she will be loved, and she will be loved, and she will be loved, and she will.
This next song is a rousing number from the 80s. It's called Take On Me by A-ha.
We're talking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you running away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Now take on me. Take me on. I'll be gone in a day or two.
to say. I'm at odds and ends, but that's me stumbling away. Slowly learning that life is okay. Say after me, it's no better to be safe than sorry. Take on me. Take me on. A beacon in a day or two. Oh, the things that you say, is it life or just a game? I play my words away, slowly learning that life is okay. Say after me, it's no better, baby, safe than sorry. Take on me. Take me on. A beacon in a day or two.
That was Aaron Griffith, everybody, with the incredible pipes. So our very last song for you tonight is a medley of Michael Jackson songs. So I challenge you to pick out your favorite.
Disappear.
That concludes our set for tonight. Thank you so much for having us, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Thank you. Oh. They're calling for an encore. They're calling for an encore.
They haven't sung everything they know.
Say again?
Yes. I said they haven't sung everything they know.
Okay. Okay, everyone. We're again, very, very pleased that Supertonic was able to come and share some of their time with us. Give them another round of applause. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed you. And I've been given permission to share who the gift came from. And the gift came from our own Ed Branch. So thank you, and let's have a little time to eat and enjoy each other's company, and I'll be back in a few.
He is our administrator.
Check my Mariners.
University of Santa Clara.
Right.
Yeah, I went to school there.
No, did you?
1970s.
You have a master's or PhD?
Baseball.
Oh, yeah. You did.
Yeah, I'm close to it.
Psychology.
I was very close to my dad for 8 years.
I was thinking I would, but then after spending 3 or 4 years tutoring people and stuff,
maybe
the Mariners.
My research counselor, she was, her first name was Sharon, but I can't remember.
2-0 Mariners, bottom of the sixth.
Yes!
Dodgers are up 6-1 in the top of the seventh.
Yes!
So, she got the first
place. Happy day! And the rest of you,
I really screwed up. I did not tell Donna this, and you don't need to tell me
either. We had tickets to the opening day.
Like, when did you get to Hewlett-Packard? Were they already quite a big company at that point?
Carrie was not happy.
When did you know this?
When I was going to Hewlett-Packard,
before Donna invited me.
But
you know, with moving and everything, I mean, we're still not moving. I mean, you know, when you move somebody, you don't move like everybody else does. It could take 2-3 months because you can't do big piles of boxes. And it just, I'm sure that's not the only thing that I've fallen into.
It's probably a good thing that Kevin and his wife didn't move in April.
Yeah.
We had a problem.
I know.
But
boy, I had a problem. Oh, Gary was my man.
One of his friends was able to go.
Well, I mean, suggested him. Like, with this young couple was helping us move on the Sunday. Is it Mary Jane? Some of the well, that's a good idea. Slowly, he was so nice.
Given the speed.
I said, you know what? Meet me up. Time to go with the girls. There we go. The sun for 24 hours. I screwed it up. I made a commitment. You made a commitment. I said, no. I said, there'll be other communities.
It's all sonar. So. That's all there. That's all there.
Oh, I know. I can't even retain it. I still have, like, a plate there.
Well, mine had a lot of bristles.
Yeah, so did mine.
I grew up just outside of Portland.
Oh, yeah.
And then so all is forgiven, and we had a great time. The Mariners lost last night.
I always wanted to live in Boston, even when I was a kid.
I feel sorry for you and Oakland fans because you got arguably the two best teams in the American League ahead of you.
Did you ever have you read
noise that can be heard on this radio?
You know what?
Next year.
You'll have
a definite cellar dweller with Houston coming over.
Yeah,
he reads it himself.
Yep. I can't wait.
What the media is
doing. Oh, and it's so. Houston is pretty crazy. I read it. I went on. Lisa's story.
Yeah.
And now I have this 11 that we can tell us 22-63.
So far away, we're never going to know about it.
But I have not read all of the traditional ones. Yes. Nor would I.
Star and I read.
Oh, God, I don't know. Anyone can read all the spoon.
Yeah.
Because we were just starting writing classes.
Okay.
And the teacher recommended that we did it.
I wonder if I can just stay here and do my banquet thing from here.
It's sold out all the time.
There's a podium.
There is a podium.
And like the story I read.
I can stay there?
No, I don't remember.
Oh, perfecto.
But the reason I
yes, I saw that. Perfecto.
I wondered if you ever experienced.
Great. Then I don't even have to stand up. Oh, my God. I like that better. Yeah.
We get so few of them here. But maybe thunderstorms are something.
Keep my apex in my lap and go along. The jewelry that I'm wearing tonight was willed to me by Eunice.
Now, another author writes sometimes what means.
And I wear it
so
every time I speak
Empire
at an ACB banquet.
That would be very good book. Those characters seem very real to me.
Yep.
Those characters seem very real to me.
And a huge cuff. Well, you can look at the bracelet. Look, it's a huge piece of turquoise.
Oh, yeah.
It is big. I think I had it made smaller and sized down and all that crap was last week. Whenever I speak at a banquet, that's what I do.
Mostly I like to read post-apocalyptic science fiction.
Right.
I see the argument, and so I thought we could at least change that little paragraph
to refer to the other section.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to say for the purposes of those entities identified in the core body.
Right.
Yeah, right. So,
when I was at
Oxford, I told the skinny that. I don't know if I expect to spend the money. I might just have a member mention it.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in Pennsylvania?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Did you grow up in Pennsylvania?
I still didn't get that.
Did you grow up in Pennsylvania?
No. Well, I went to school there.
Yeah.
One of the Yugoslavians.
I was born in San Francisco, and then the family moved to Japan. Worked for Pan American before the war.
Education, credibility, well-being.
He was in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
On line sweepers.
Wow.
You could tell you could use some sweepers.
I
came back to San Francisco and worked for Pan American. Pan American.
You want like carrot cake?
Oh, I do.
What's
it
for?
That was not a good
one. We had it at the President's dinner. It was pretty good.
Okay. Oh, the cheesecake was good. It wasn't good that I ate it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that they wanted it. They didn't know
what
it
was. Right.
Yeah.
You ought to make them in and eat just because.
All I remember
of it. Oh.
Really frustrated. If anything, I never. Throwing tents. So, somehow, well, my mom and dad did a survey.
Right.
Should go to that. It was a toss up between CSB, which was taking residential students. The Overbrook School.
Interesting. Perkins wasn't on the list.
No, Perkins in the
York. My honey should work. Thank you.
Was not on the list. I don't know why.
Yeah. Thank you.
No.
Yeah, well, so that's why you went to Overbrook.
That's why I went to Overbrook.
And so your family lived in Japan. Did you go?
This has enough frosting to
at school
order
and
a side of a house.
That's the way it works.
Oh, man.
For the first
because I do like carrot cake.
I even stayed there at Christmas time.
Yeah.
But then, my parents, my father's sister, she lived in Michigan. And so they finally made an arrangement for her. I go to Michigan.
I am, is this on? Yes. I'm hijacking the microphone because my wife isn't at the table. Because while she's getting things arranged, I owe the membership of this organization a lot of thanks. Last convention, I sort of disrupted it. And as I tell people, you had a convention. I had to train some nurses about how to deal with a blind person. But the fun part was 12 hours on a gurney in the hallway, which is how Friday evening it turned into Saturday morning. But I want to, and no, I wasn't playing doctor, but I want to thank all of you who called, sent emails during my, what really turned out to be about a 3.5 month convalescence. And while that was happening, ACB business still has to be transacted. So there were a couple of days where I was using my cell phone for conference calls and the hospital phone for local calls. And as I say, I drove the nurses kind of nuts. But again, thank you all for your prayers and your support. And I promise not to do that again, because it ain't fun for any of us. So now Donna has come back, and I guess I better give this up. Thanks, everybody.
As I shared with you, he and my mother were terrorizing the nurses, and, you know, and then my mom was, you know, telling him, you know, be careful with that hospital gown, and get off of the phone, or they're going to kick you out of here too soon, and, you know, all of that good stuff. So, but yeah, all of you were just a huge support. And as I said earlier, I am very, very happy to have the seat on my left with my husband sitting in there. Yes, I am. And of course, as all of you have heard, you know, he's been heckling me from the floor and disagreeing with me, and, you know, it's a lifetime of training. And of course, he laughed.
We keep working to train her.
Oh, and he said, we keep working to train her? Oh, I see.
He's still a little... Donna, you get him from one side, I'll get him from the other.
That's right. You know, sweetheart. Roger says, he says maybe he's still a little delusional from the meds, you know, he's still recovering. That was from Bernice.
I'm always delusional.
He's always delusional, yeah. Mm-hmm. I tell you, sweetheart, you still have to come back to the room with me tonight, okay? We will have a private conference.
We'll work this out.
He says, we'll work this out. And I'm sure Kathy is supporting me and knows that he's a handful, so thank you. Oh, Kathy told me to quit picking on her kids, so. Oh. Well, I would like to give the mic over to our scholarship committee chair, Mr. Robert Wendt. And Robert's going to share with you a little bit about some of our scholarship awardees, and we are very happy to have one of them here with us tonight. So, Robert.
Okay, here we go. Our recipient, we actually had several, but two of our recipients, Cy Lugo and Ruth Wayland, we're going to come to the banquet. Cy was unable to make it, so we have Ruth here. I'd like to share a little with you. This is going to be a little difficult, but I'm going to go ahead and read Ruth's statement to us. Thank you for the opportunity to submit my application for this academic scholarship. I am currently a registered honor student at Sacramento City College. My immediate goal is to graduate by spring 2012 with associate's degrees in arts and sciences. I am currently researching top universities which focus on classical music performance and English writing. Then I will continue to pursue Master of Arts degrees in creative writing and theology. My educational pursuits will open doors towards a professional career as a vocalist. Turn the page. Okay. Thank you. As a vocalist, songwriter, publisher, author, and motivational speaker. The achievement of these goals will produce my financial independence and the self-satisfying desire to encourage others to become their optimal best. Every degree earned will be a testament for all, especially me, that perseverance and discipline through hardship has great rewards. I am an active community volunteer who has been sought after as a guest speaker on disability awareness issues. I am founder and current president of Vision of Hope, an advocacy organization founded at Sacramento City College to provide knowledge which will empower students living with challenges of a disability to become active, independent advocates. We had time to read the whole thing today, so I thought I would share that with you. But Ruth, if you'd like to say a few words.
I just want to say thank you to the committee and to California Council for the Blind for awarding me this scholarship. And I do want to say that I will be graduating in May and transferring in the fall, so I'm really excited. And I'm very passionate about advocating for the disabled community because I believe in us. So thank you to the committee.
Thank you very, very much. And I just want to let you know that Pam Metz and Aisha Went and Robert Went, they're over there in recruiting mode right now. So, okay, thank you, Robert. And Robert has a great committee that he works with, and they have done a lot of good work this year. And, you know, Robert is definitely a very effective chair working with a group that has a lot of energy and good ideas. So with that, I would like to introduce to you again our banquet speaker, Marlena Lieberg.
Wow, you guys are putting Washington to the test. Thank you so much. It is such an honor for me to be here. And I know lots of banquet speakers start out that way, but I really mean it. I really do. I've had so much fun this weekend, and, you know, I just think you guys are the greatest. You know, I love your theme, CCB, endless possibilities, endless opportunities. It's a great theme. How nice it is to hear such a positive and optimistic description of our people, when so often we're described in these negative terms like impaired, without sight, inconvenienced, and the one I actually personally hate more than all of them, challenged. Yeah. You know, I absolutely believe that while blindness does have its challenges, and it does, it also has its possibilities and its opportunities. And we as blind people have numerous opportunities to discover those possibilities and to create opportunities for education and change. I want to share with you a couple of stories about me, because it's my turn to talk, right? Back in the, thank you. Somebody said, you go, Marlena. Back in the, of course, I paid them, too. So, yeah, you'll get your check in the mail, honey. Don't worry. Back in the mid-70s, I had the opportunity to go with my then husband to Reno. And he was at a conference. I was just there. So what does a girl do when her guy is working? She goes shopping. All right. So I'm like walking around. We're at the MGM Grand. Great hotel. I'm walking around and I'm shopping here and I'm shopping there and I'm looking at this and I'm looking at that and I'm having a great time. And all of a sudden, I get a tap on my shoulder. And this gentleman says, "Ma'am, you need to take your dog out of here." Well, that was my reaction. What do you mean? She's a guide dog. What are you talking about? No, ma'am. What you don't know is that 15 feet away from you is the real, honest to God, MGM lion. And he does not like your dog. And I'm like, okay, Vista, find the elevator. Let's go, baby girl. Let's find the elevator. So I go hightailing it out of there. I get to the elevator. My knees are knocking. My heart is pounding. And I get up to my room and I think, wait a minute, that's a lion. So I pick up the phone. I talk to the MGM operator, and I say, "Could you please connect me with the lion tamer guy?" Well, you know, back then it was easy. You know, people trusted people. You know, you didn't have to go through the Secret Service and the whole third degree. So she connects me with the lion tamer guy, and I said, "Hi. I'm that blind woman that you just sort of unceremoniously threw out of the store." And he's like, "Oh, no, but you don't understand." And I said, no, you don't understand. I don't know when, as a congenitally blind person, I will ever see a lion. I want to come meet your lion. Well, we went sort of back and forth and back and forth, and the guy said, "If you're willing to leave your dog in the room, I will see if I can clear this." And I said, "If you're willing to meet me at the elevator, I'll leave the dog in the room." Well, we worked it out. He met me at the elevator, and I spent 5 minutes in the pen with the real MGM lion. I felt his teeth. Let me tell you. You know, when you're in the pen with a guy whose favorite toy is the inner tube for an 18-wheeler truck tire, you have a lot of respect for his mouth. Let me tell you. I felt his teeth. I felt his ears. I felt his paws, which gave me a whole new understanding when they talk about lion's foot table. You know, I felt that. And then I went all the way 9 feet down his back to his tail. And it was incredible. And so what happened was I was fortunate enough to be able to take kind of an opportunity and or a possibility, and turn it into an opportunity. I'll never forget that as long as I live. Now, you can also take problems and turn them into opportunities that can create possibilities for educating and change. And this is kind of a more recent deal. My husband and I have just moved into a brand new condominium. And one of the reasons we moved there is, yahoo, there are accessible pedestrian signals at every intersection. Okay? I'm excited. I'm like, I got all those boop, 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 you know, the poles, they're all talking to me, and I think, oh my God, I've died and gone to blind lady heaven. But the first night we lived there, I discovered that the boop, boops, were backwards. And then at 2 o'clock in the morning, they were boom, boom, boom. And at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, they went boop, boop, boop. So I'm thinking, wow, I don't want to be the cause for everybody in this brand new building to say, it's that damn blind woman that keeps us up all night. So I contacted the Department of Public Works. And I said, hey, I need a traffic engineer here because, you know, I don't want people to throw things at me. And together we could work this out. So I suggested that we go out and we meet at the intersections and we work it out. We find the right volumes. And we did that. And as a result of that, I just sort of happened to mention, do you guys know that a couple of blocks up the street, if you're blind and you want to use an accessible signal, you can only walk on the north side of the intersection because you didn't do the south side of the street? And they're like, we didn't? And I'm like, no. Just was kind of wondering why that was. And they were like, well, we don't know. And 2 days later, the whole intersection was done. And yeah, but you know what? It wasn't because of me. It was because of turning a problem around into something that made sense and something that created an opportunity for those people to learn. Now, I also think I'm one of these weird people, and I bet there's a lot of you like me, just as weird as me in this room, that think, yeah, good, I love it when people are weird like me, that think that there's humor in blindness. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm reminded of the story, and I don't know if this is true, but I'm reminded of the story that I heard once about a blind woman who went to a piano bar, and she was so, like, she was taken by this player. She was like, oh, my God, I got to meet this guy. I got to go. I got to meet him. So she went back the next night to hear this guy totally intent on meeting him. And she invited one of her trusted gal pals, you know, girls. You know what I mean, those gal pals we have, right? Yeah, we all have them, girls. Just scope them out. So she goes back to the bar, to the piano bar, and she's there before her friend. And so she asks for a table near the piano player, and they give her one, and she sits down, and she's waiting for her friend, and the guy starts playing, and so this chick, she kind of like starts, you know, kind of like the smile, you know, hi, you know, hi. And then she kind of like scooches her chair over a little closer and she's smile, hi. Nothing is happening. So her friend shows up and she says, you know, I am really frustrated. What am I doing wrong? This guy is ignoring me. Imagine her surprise when she found out that that night it was a player piano and not the guy. The guy who was there the night before had the night off when she went back. Only if you're blind, right? Okay, so I can't verify that story is true. I can't because it didn't happen to me. But I swear to God, you guys, I swear to God, this did. Okay? I'm going to tell a story on me that is so embarrassing I can hardly stand it. But it's the funniest thing that's ever happened to me. Yeah. All right, here I go. What happens at conference stays at conference, right? Okay. Last fall, we had our board meeting, the ACB board meeting in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, when you live in Seattle and you go to Louisville, You need to pack 9 days worth of food, supplies, make sure your will is up to date, sign all your papers, because it takes forever to get there. So I finally get there, and I am beat, and I decide I'm not going to socialize with anybody that night. I'm going to go up to the nice restaurant on the top. I'm going to get a glass of wine. I'm going to have a salad. I'm going to come downstairs, take a shower, go to bed. All good things, right? Yeah, sounds like good things. So everything's good. I do my wine, I do my salad, I go down to my room. Now, one of the things I forgot to do when I checked in was to ask the bell person which bottle was the shampoo. But I'm not going to worry because I have an iPhone. And I have an app on my iPhone called VizWiz. And what VizWiz does is it allows you to take a picture of something and then you send it over the internet to these people who are live and you can ask a question and they will answer you. So, I do what you do before you take a shower. What do? You get naked, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, I'm in the bathroom, and then it occurs to me, oh, holy moly, wait a minute, they've got mirrors in bathrooms, you fool. Get out of the bathroom. So, I pick up my three little bottles. And I go out to my desk in the bedroom. I'm at my desk now. So I put the bottles down, and I take my picture, and I send it. And I say, as my question, could you please, because I always try to be very polite to these people, could you please tell me which one is the shampoo? Thank you so much. I appreciate that you're there. So I'm waiting. My little answer comes back. And here's the answer I got. You need to turn the bottles around. But before you do, you might want to know that you are standing in front of a full-length mirror and your image is reflecting back to us. Well, the first thing I did was put my hands over my face and think, oh my God. The second thing I did was say, I'm never going to use that app again. The third thing I did was say, oh my God, it's going to be all over YouTube tomorrow. And just one more, only if you're blind, story, and then I'll get to the meat of what I really want to talk about. Only if you're blind. So my iPhone, you know, it's my best friend other than my husband and my guide dog. It's my best friend. I use it for everything. And I have an app that when I get a text message, you know, it'll read the text message out to me. So I have a Rite Aid app. And what Rite Aid does is when your when your prescriptions are ready, it sends you a text message, okay? And I have my phone set because, you know, I don't get anything other people can't hear. So, Rite Aid sends you a text message, and it gives you the first two letters of your prescription and tells you that that's ready. I am sitting chatting with some dear, sweet ladies in a restaurant who are probably, 75, 80 years old. Very sweet ladies. All of a sudden, only if you're blind, right? All of a sudden, my phone goes off, and it goes, doo-doo. And it gives the little text message number, and it says, Your prescription is ready at Rite Aid to pick up. The first two letters are F-U. Well, all righty then. All righty then. You know, laughing with each other. Laughing with each other is a marvelous thing, isn't it? Isn't it great to laugh with each other? And it feels so great to be among equals who understand that it's funny when you mess up and put Bengay on your toothbrush. Or you spray your hair with deodorant when you think it's hairspray. But you know, there's another side of blindness that I believe we don't talk about nearly enough. And that's our power. My power, your power, and together, our power. The power of one is an absolutely amazing, amazing thing. Last night, I heard Jeff Tom speak about some issues you guys may be facing with your library. I would wager to guess that most visually impaired people in this room have benefited from your library. Yeah, yeah, do it, do it, do it. Do you know that each one of you, no matter who you are, has the power to make your voice heard? You have the power to tell your story. You have the power to create an opportunity for education which could result in the possibility of change for what now seems like a bleak outlook for your library. So you might think you're not a leader. Oh, I'm not a leader. I don't have the experience. I can't do it. I'm going to let the strong people, I'm going to let Donna, Jean, Roger, Jeff, and all the other brilliant leaders of CCB do it. Because I just don't think I could do it. I want to share a quote with you about what a leader is, and then I'll tell you who it's from. The quote is, "Perhaps leadership is not so much a matter of raw talent as it is raw courage. Leading is the ability to move forward through darkness toward those immense possibilities unseen yet sensed, while others allow that same darkness to neutralize them." That's a quote from Eric Weinmeier, who was the first blind person to summit Mount Everest. Now, you know what? I would guess that most of us in this room aren't going to climb Mount Everest. I know I'm certainly not. I'd be dead before I hit base camp. But I'd like for you to take a minute and think about your challenges. Every one of us has a Mount Everest in our life. We have several Mount Everests in our life that we have summited. So I'd like you, and I'm not going to ask you what they were, but just take a minute and think about your Mount Everest. Picture it. Frame it in your head. Think about how hard it was, maybe even how frightening it was. Maybe you thought you would never get over that challenge. You would never get to the top. Think about it. And now take a minute to remember how good it felt to meet and beat that challenge, to summit that, whatever it was. It could be a health challenge. It could be crossing a difficult intersection. It could be a personal relationship. Whatever it was, when you beat it, think about how great that felt. You did it. And you did it because you had the power of one. And you dared to try. You know, daring to try isn't always easy. And nobody comes out of the womb knowing how to flex their power muscle or how to lead others. One of my favorite ladies in history is Eleanor Roosevelt. And I know you all will know this quote, but Eleanor Roosevelt said, "Do one thing every day that scares you, and that helps you flex that power muscle." When I was younger, which was just yesterday, but I wish. When I was younger, the first time I ever went to Washington, D.C. to lobby, I was under the guidance of former president of ACB, Reese Robron, the late Reese Robron. And we were there with the American Coalition of Citizens with Disabilities, and we were there to lobby about something called the trans bus. We don't need to get into what that was because in hindsight, it was a really stupid idea. But we thought it was a great idea then. So being from Boston, I set up my appointment, and I had an appointment with Senator Ted Kennedy's office. Well, I'd never lobbied before. I'd never done anything like this before. And the end of the day, it's my appointment. Get to Kennedy's office, and oh my God, I had an appointment with Kennedy himself. Well, that was my reaction, and I was like, oh my God, what do I do, what do I do? And I was getting so nervous, and I was like, oh. And so these were my first words to the late Senator Edward M. Kennedy. I said, "Good evening, Senator. Thank you so much for meeting with me. I'm here to talk with you about transportation for the handicapped." Yeah. And so Ted Kennedy reached out, took my hand, and said, "Are we a bit nervous?" I said, "Yeah." And, you know, I mean, I had a choice back then. I could have said, "Oh, my God, I really screwed it up, and I'm never going back." But instead, you know what? It was an opportunity. And what I learned from that opportunity was, you know, it's okay not to be perfect. Nobody's perfect, and nobody knows how to do this 100% of the time and always the right way. CCB is an amazing affiliate. This is my third time to be among you, and each time I continue to be impressed with your successes, your capabilities, your leaders, but most importantly, I continue to be impressed with the caliber of persons I meet who belong to this organization. Each of you, new and experienced members alike, those who are leaders and those who want to learn to lead, those who are outgoing and those who are more introverted, has an amazing gift to share. Your skills, your talent, your stories. There's only one you, and only you can bring that uniqueness that you possess to the CCB experience to make the lives of blind people who walk with you now and those who will walk in your footsteps a lifetime of endless possibility. And so I say to you from the bottom of my heart, no matter who you are, dare to try. Be involved in the way that best fits you. No matter who you are, you have gifts from which another blind brother or sister can benefit. Getting involved means daring to hope, It means daring to dream, and it means knowing that you absolutely deserve an equal share of the pie of life. Helen Keller said, "I am only one, but still, I am one. I cannot do everything, but still, I can do something, and I will not refuse to do the thing that I can do." And I say to you, reach, stretch, learn, teach, grow, go, and do that one thing that you do better than anyone else on the planet. As Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world. Good luck, be safe, work hard, and share your gifts. You really do matter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Next, we are going to do a part of the banquet that I really enjoy. We're going to do the awards portion of our banquet. And I would like to get a wireless microphone over to start things off to Artist Bazin, who is chair of our membership committee, and David Jackson is also her vice chair, and they have a very good committee, and we have some new members that you will see their names added to it when we have our next convention. So, Artis, if I can give it over to you.
Yes, it's my pleasure to be able to announce the winners of the Membership Incentive Awards. Each spring, we give two Membership Incentive Awards, one for the chapter who gained the most members as numbers, and the other one is to the chapter who gained the most members as a percentage. And it's my pleasure to tell you that the chapter who had the highest number in growth was the Silicon Valley chapter, who added 14 members this year. And their president is currently Rob Turner. The chapter that has the highest percentage of growth was the Library Users of California. They raised their membership from 16 to 26, or no, 26 to 36, sorry. 10 anyway. And their president is Judy Wilkinson. I also want to urge chapters to remember to bring their chapter forward as a possible chapter of the year. We did not, for the second year in a row, have anyone who applied for the Chapter of the Year award. And this award is presented at the spring convention to the chapter who has done a project where they used the majority of their members to do something good in their community. It could be a project where they went forward and worked on transportation, got some audio pedestrian signals, whether they did a project of making a new award, giving out, gathering money together to give an award to students, or, you know, whatever you do. But as a group, you do something. And so I'd like to encourage you to work on something this year and then put in a letter before February 15 next year so that we can give out that award again. Thank you.
Thank you, artists. And didn't everybody enjoy getting a nice warm call during the year at some point from David Jackson? He was just great as well. The membership committee is doing some good things, and I know they'll continue. At this time, I am going to give the microphone over to our second vice president, who is chair of our awards committee. I will give it over to Roger. Give him a nice warm welcome.
Thank you. So I'm wondering, I think I'm supposed to have a lovely assistant in this job, am I not? Is that, I believe that his name is Eric Skivers.
I'm here. I'm
there
not
you
very
are.
Lovely, but I'm here.
Oh, sure you are. Okay, all right, hold on a minute, guys. All right. First of all, as you know, we don't have, as Donna mentioned, or she implied, I guess, we don't have a publications committee chair at the moment. And the editor of the Blind Californian, Judy Wilkinson, asked if I would mind presenting the publications awards, since I'm going to be presenting some other awards anyway, while I'm at it, you know. So we're going to do that. We're going to present first the publication awards. These are decided by a vote of members of the publication committee. I want to, there are two categories. One is lifestyle, and the other one is issue-oriented. So, let's see, so you have the first one, is that right? Yeah, okay. Let me first, I'm going to go to lifestyle first, and mention that there were a couple of honorable mention-worthy articles. One was a combination of an article and a poem by Joe Carpignano, whichever way she pronounces it, the correct way or the American way. The article was called Frequent Flyer Frustrations, and the poem was called The Yellow Bus. And there was an article by Beryl Brown called My Summer of Accomplishments. These were worthy of honorable mention based on the votes that they got when the members of the committee reviewed them. And the award in this category goes to someone who I believe is not here, so I won't go through all the whole suspenseful thing, you know, that we do when we're trying to psych out one of our members. It was an article that I really enjoyed, and I thought it was really, really useful, and also very interesting individual kind of memoir. And that was an article called "Is Your Balance Holding You Back?" by Deborah Norling Armstrong. Deborah Armstrong won, I think, 3 years ago for an article about cooking, wasn't it, or something. Mm-hmm. She's a very good writer, and you may know that she's the alternate formats lady at De Anza College, and she used to be a coworker of mine at Telesensory. So I'm very happy to present that to her. And Eric, would you mind?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and describe it. It's a beautiful black plaque
that has a silver border and silver writing. And it reads, California Council of the Blind Publications Award Best Lifestyle Article of 2011 to Deborah Norling Armstrong for Are You Being Held Back by Your Balance? In the Blind Californian Spring 2011, presented this 14th day of April 2012 in the city of Burlingame.
And I have to say that I think Judy tried a couple of subterfuges to get her to come, but she wasn't able to do it. So she will get the plaque, and we will continue to look forward to great things from her. Now, on the issue-oriented side, we have one honorable mention. That was an article by Frank Welty. It was part three of a series on advocacy called Advocating for Access. And the award, this is unusual. I don't think we've ever done this before, although we had an honorable mention in the latter category where there was an article and a poem. Here we've got three articles, and they appeared in different issues, but they were so, they received so many votes together that we thought, why not just make the award for all three of them? And we figured that maybe, you know, this could be the beginning of a regular column on good stuff for consumers and so forth. We want to make it very clear. I told you that this is a vote thing. This is an objective. It may not be objective to each person who's voting, but the voting, it happens objectively. The chair, the editor, nobody has any control over it. So the fact that the winner is married to the editor doesn't have anything to do with that. This is we're awarding this to Steve Mendelson. He wrote three great consumer-oriented articles, one on healthcare, one on air passenger issues, and one on shopping problems. So, here's the plaque.
This one visually looks like the last one, but it reads, California Council of the Blind Publications Award Best Issue-Oriented Article of 2011 to Stephen Mendelson for three articles in the Blind Californian 2011 Healthcare Reform Winter, Civil Rights in Air Travel Spring, and Shopping Accessibility in the Fall, presented this 14th day of April 2012 in the city of Burlingame, California.
And I believe that Steve is here. Is he here?
Yes, he is here.
Is he all here?
Roger. Taking the microphone so he can say something.
I'm quite amazed and gratified to receive this honor. I'm not in the habit of receiving awards, and I promised that I applied no influence or attempt to use no nepotism. But the real honor and the most important thing is that if I was able to provide some information which was of benefit to any of you, that is by far the greatest honor of all, and thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, now, if you watch very carefully, you'll notice that I'm switching hats. I took off the publication hat, and I've now put on the awards committee hat. It's a, I don't know, how would you describe this hat? I'm not sure. Anyway.
Sort of like a railroad hat.
I'm sorry?
Sort of like an engineer, railroad engineer.
A railroad engineer's cap, okay. We have an awards committee which presents awards annually, or some of them not so annually, whenever we have somebody that merits them. And we do this by a less objective method. We do it by talking to each other in the committee and trying to figure out what we want to do. And a lot of times we advertise every year for nominations. We don't get many, but we do advertise, and we end up a lot of times picking people that we are aware of that do great things and so forth to get these awards. However, this particular award, the Community Service Award, is happening this year in the way that in some sense it's supposed to happen. That is, somebody that we didn't even know sent us a letter of nomination and told us what a great guy this person is, who is his brother, actually. And it seemed quite reasonable that he sounded like a great guy to us. And so we asked around a bit, and it seemed to be, the things that were alleged seemed to be true. So we said, well, let's give him this award. And again, this is a person who, as far as I know, is not here. He is not, I believe, a member of CCB, although his brother, who wrote the letter of nomination, is a member of Arizona Council of the Blind and is also visually impaired. The brother's name is David Steinmetz, and the awardee's name is Gregory Steinmetz. And if you live down in Southern California around the Ventura County area, you may know about Greg. Apparently, he's a Lion. He's president of Lions Club, and he has faced visual impairment by helping other people who face visual impairment to live better lives. And he has, through the Lions and through the local agencies, the Braille Institute in Santa Barbara and so on, he has developed a friendly companion kind of service where folks will take you shopping and assist you and so on, volunteers. And he's also apparently developed a system whereby donated CCTVs, video magnifiers, can be given to people who need them and who can't afford to buy them. So that's Gregory Steinmetz is our awardee, and here's the plaque.
And I'll read the plaque. This says, California Council of the Blind Community Service Award to Gregory Steinmetz, who has identified, developed, and implemented creative programs that positively impact blind or visually impaired individuals' ability to perform their daily living activities, including collaborating with Lions Clubs and service agencies for the blind to provide shopping assistance and the loan of donated electronic magnification equipment to the blind and visually impaired community of Ventura County, presented this 14th day of April 2012 in Burlingame, California.
Okay, I've got one more here, Greg. I mean, Eric, Craig. I'm all right. Hold on. This is the bigger, heavier variety here. This year, this is one of those awards we don't always present. We only present it when somebody really deserves it. We feel that we've got somebody who deserves it this time, and we really want to express our appreciation to him for his help in forwarding our cause. This is the Legislator of the Year Award, and we've given that a few times in the past, but not many. Even though it's called Legislator of the Year, we don't give it every year. This year, we had a member of the Assembly who has helped us out by getting our AB 410. Is that right? Yeah. Our bill passed that arranges for agencies in the state government to provide us with regulations, proposed regulations, and so forth, in a form that we can tell which is the old language and which is the new language, and so forth. And it makes it much easier for blind folks, or we hope it will. It hasn't really been implemented yet. We hope it will make it much easier for blind folks to advocate for the regulations they feel are good and advocate against the ones that they don't like so much. So, and this is a member of the State Assembly who's a guy who's done a lot. He's obviously a very humanitarian-oriented person. I read the website, and all the things that he advocates are things that I would advocate. That proves they're right. He's a member of the legislature who worked as staff for other members before he became a member himself, and learned the ropes by being mentored. And he's spends a lot of his time and effort advocating for things like workplace issues and preventing minors from being sexually exploited for commercial purposes and correctional reform. And so we are presenting the Legislator of the Year Award to Assembly Member Sandre Swanson, and his aide, Amy Alley, is here to accept the award.
And before I present it to her, I'll read it. California Council of the Blind Legislator of the Year Award to the Honorable Sandre R. Swanson, State Assembly Member, District 16. A professional legislator in the best sense of the term, having served as staff to other legislators before coming one himself, he understands that blind people and others with disabilities deserve a place at the table of social justice alongside those whom he has sought to empower by his efforts to stop the commercial exploitation of minors, maintain safe and humane conditions and living wages in workplaces, and improve outcomes in the correctional system. Presented this 14th day of April 2012 in the city of Burlingame, California.
Assembly member wanted to apologize that he couldn't be here this evening. The assembly member wanted to apologize that he couldn't be here this evening. He had a prior engagement. He wanted to wish everyone well and that you had a great conference. And I want to thank you for all of your help with this bill, with AB 410 over the last year. I worked closely with Jeff Tom on it and the California Council of the Blind, and thankfully the governor signed it last year, and we have a sister bill, AB 2041, which is going to be heard next week in the Business and Professions Committee, and so we hope to have your support there as well, because we really realize what an important issue this is, and the assembly member realizes what an issue it is, and we're just trying to force the hand of a lot of these state agencies to make sure that they provide the regulations in a way that's accessible to people with visual impairments. And also I wanted to let you know that we're getting AB 410 signed by the governor, a copy signed. So I'll give that to Jeff Tom, and he can possibly, you know, maybe file that or something, or just so you'll have that. That'll be a nice thing to have. But thank you all for this wonderful award, and the assembly member thanks you.
Okay, well, I want to thank my committee members, and I think there just might possibly be one more award, but I'm tired of giving awards. I'm going to turn it back to President Donna Pomerantz.
Oh, he's tired. Okay. This next award is the Distinguished Service Award. And the person that we are giving this award to is someone who has been very involved in something that we talked a lot about at our president's dinner last night, mentoring. Mentoring and recruiting. This person has been involved in doing this on the state level and on the national level. This person is someone who is very versed on our history, very well versed in our history. The person that we are giving the Distinguished Service Award to is someone who does a lot of research before they act. I would say they're definitely a very good investigator, maybe, looking to make sure that they have all of the information that's needed to move forward in whatever it is that they choose to do. This person who is receiving our Distinguished Service Award is someone who is a very giving person, a person that I would say puts themselves into everything that they make a decision to do. And once this person decides to jump in and do something, they jump in completely. This person is someone who has been involved in issues related to advocacy, issues related to dealing with government employees, issues related to low vision. This person is a person that I would consider a very good and wonderful teacher. And again, I go back to saying this person is a mentor. And we all need mentors. We all can think of the person who mentored us, the person who may be the reason to have brought us to the California Council of the Blind family. We all have our mentors. And I can continue to go on, but I won't.
Drum roll.
I heard that. What I would like to say is I am very pleased, I am very honored to announce our Distinguished Service Award winner, Bernice Kandarian.
Before presenting it to Bernice, I'll read it. California Council of the Blind Distinguished Service Award to Bernice Kandarian, who for four decades has been involved in the establishment and or strengthening of local chapters, state affiliates, special interest affiliates, and committees of the American Council of the Blind and the California Council of the Blind. In ACB, her concerns have related to students, government employees, people with low vision, and women. In CCB, she has long served on the Publications Committee, including chairing it, as well as history and awards. And this summer, she plans to attend her 40th consecutive ACB National Convention, presented this 14th day of April 2012 in Burlingame. Congratulations, Bernice.
Well, I am very surprised, and
Managed to subterfuge.
Well, needless to say, this organization means a great deal to me. And when I started, when I attended my first meeting of the Arizona Council of the Blind in January of 1973, I wasn't quite sure whether this organization was right for me. And John Van Lanningham, who was a member of the ACB board, president of the Arizona Council, said, come on, come on, go to convention with us. So they had raised money and they shared it, and we took off by bus and went to Knoxville, Tennessee. And the first day, I threw my body on my bed and I cried because everything was going on at the same time that I wanted to go to. And I said, what am I doing here? And I finally started to figure it out by the end of the week, and I got hooked, and I haven't been able to miss a convention since. I have met a lot of wonderful people, both in ACB and CCB and the Arizona Council. I also was a member in the Virginia Old Dominion Council of the Blind, and in the and the Maryland Council of the Blind, and at the end I joined the what's now the District of Columbia Council of the Blind, and I never realized that the things that came my way were going to, and every time I saw something that needed to be done, I just did it. And I never did it expecting any kind of recognition. I did it because I love people and because I wanted to help improve the quality of life for all blind people. Thank you.
What are you giving me the... What are you giving the mic to me for? What do I know? Since I do have the mic, I want to say a couple of things. One is, I don't think I told you that the members of the committee are Kathy Skivers, Mary Beth Randall, Susan Hyatt, and Michael Williams. And I want to thank them all. And I also want to give you a disclaimer. I recused myself in that decision. I had not to do with it. It was all the other members of the committee who decided that on that award. Thank you very much.
I think Roger was and is probably the most well-behaved member of that committee. Immediately when we started having that discussion, Roger said, I have nothing to say. I recuse myself from this discussion. And, Roger's good. He's very good. And yes, and he said, but he did write the plaque. So, at this time, I would like to see if we could recognize those who have chosen to give donation to CCB. This is, you know, the time where we recognize whether it's chapters or statewide affiliates. And I see Ed running back, so if we could have folks stand.
I did. This is Stephanie Rude from the East LA CCB chapter. We are donating to the general fund $500. We as a chapter realize that there would be no CCB without each and every member. So we voted and decided that we would give $500 to the general fund to help support what's given back to us. Thank you very much.
Madam President, like Roger, I'm putting on a different hat. This is Mitch Pomerantz, and I'm the delegate from the San Gabriel Valley Chapter CCB. And I am taking out of my shirt pocket where I usually stash a microphone if I'm speaking without a podium. I am taking out of that pocket a check from the San Gabriel Valley chapter for the general fund of $500.
Good evening. This is Steve Fort, Vice President and Delegate of Bayview Chapter CCB. And I'm happy to announce that CCB has donated a check for $300 to the general fund.
And Ed came back to take the money from Mitch, so. Oh. Do we have any other hands or anyone standing up? Okay. Thank you so very much. You know, every bit really helps. And I wish to thank you. What I'd like to do at this point, before we go on to our next item, is I'd like to see if we could have maybe a door prize. Yes. Ed's running around. A door prize. Oh, no, somebody said no? You don't want door prizes? Oh, no. Oh, you do. Okay. Harry and David. Not Harry David. Harry and David. Uh-oh. Let's see. It's a snack kit from Harry and David. Oh. And this is from the ACB Capital Chapter. And a bag of fudge from the Alameda Chapter. Ooh, that fudge. We're going to have, let's have Marlena draw. Louis said, pick my name back from the streaming table. Sherry Gabrielson, are you in the room? No. Marlena, pick another name. That's because you didn't pick Louis' name, so. Oh, Cy Lugo. Cy didn't come, so he doesn't get the snack pack or the fudge. Let's see. Sam Doherty. Is she in the room? Great. All right. Let's see if we can do one more. One more. Here comes Ed. One more time. $25 from the San Francisco chapter. And another bag of fudge from Alameda. Oh, yum. And let's have Mike Keithley draw. Mike. Draw a ticket. And Roger says, Mike, remember how he marked his name on those tickets? He wants to keep. Stephanie Rood. Yay! Sorry, Louie. It's for Stephanie. And don't take her prize from her. I know he'll try. Let's do one more door prize. Mitch says, in honor of the winning Dodgers. Ooh. Yay.
Hey, we're 8-1. We won 6-1.
Gee. Okay, the next door prize is 2 bags of fudge. 2 bags of fudge from the Alameda chapter. And let's have Amy draw. And G, who's been calling Tell Me while they've been sitting up here at the head table? Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Guilty.
James Chamberlain, are you in the room?
Yes.
James Chamberlain. You know, you are very welcome, James. I'll be looking for you in hospitality.
Don't forget your fudge.
I'll share with you.
He'll share with me. Thank you. Yes. And I heard artists laughing back there. Uh-oh. Let's do... Ed, do we have 2 more bags of fudge? Let's do 2 more bags of fudge. And whoever had to get up and leave, you won't get your fudge. All right. No, we had a wonderful, wonderful person from the Alameda chapter who baked it for us. Yum, yum, yum. Okay. All right. Fudge, 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 fudge. We'll have Jeff draw. And don't pick your own name or I will take your fudge. And the winner of the fudge is Eric Skivers. Jeff said, see, Eric, I've got your back. Okay. What we're going to do next is I'd like to see if I hear a little birdie has told me, and no, it's not a cuckoo birdie from an APS. A little birdie told me that we have some sweepstakes. Yes. So the first chapter that I'd like to have come up, and this is for their first sweepstakes, the Contra Costa chapter. Yay! Contra Costa County chapter.
I'll come to you.
Ed's going back there in his, what was it, pink and purple polka dotted skates? What did that speaker say?
I am. Good evening. My name is Vita Zavoli with the Contra Costa chapter. This is our first fundraiser, and we've only been around for 8 months, and I'm just amazed at the amount of support all of you have given us. So who wants to pick the winning ticket? This is our $100 prize ticket, but if you don't win, we're picking another 10 tickets in our next meeting on April 28th. Those are all gift certificates to such places as Trader Joe's and Bed Bath & Beyond and Bath & Body Works. So there are still 10 more chances to win after this. Let's see who wants to, Judy Wilkinson, you want to pick? Yes, yes. Well, they know. She's going to pick her name out of there, yeah. Is it in Braille or in print?
It's in
print. Oh. Ed? Okay, thank you, Ed.
She's drawing the winning ticket.
Okay, the winner is Jessica Mogan. I'm not sure who she is, but she's not in the room. So we will send that to her. No, you don't need to be here to win. No. Thank you all for your support.
All right. Thank you, thank you. Jessica's a lucky lady. Do we have any more chapter or statewide affiliate sweepstakes or fundraisers? Who do we have?
You have GDUC.
Go ahead.
Hi there.
Yay.
Oh, the mic is very live. We have our 50-50 that we've been doing, and the winner will get $30, and it's for Guide Dog Users of California. And so I will draw a... Well, no, I'm not going to. Paula, draw a name. I don't want to do anything bad. And now, if Ed, would you read the name?
I see by the phone number. Could read the last name. It's Peter Pardini.
Oh, that's great. Peter, you get $30, and if he's here, we'll give him the money.
That was fixed, I think. Do we have any other sweepstakes, fundraisers? Okay. Well, I think that should be the end of our banquet because we don't have anything else. Oh! I tried.
Still an election year.
Uh-oh. Mitch is saying I'll regret those words if we win. No, I won't. All right. The big finale is the CCB Spring Sweepstakes. And the first, let's see. Let's actually do the, we have four prizes, if my memory is correct. And was that John, the fundraising committee chair, that said correct? Yeah? No? Oh, it's Peter. Oh, the one who rigs the other one. Okay. Now, if Peter wins this one, I don't know. I'm going to have to keep an eye on the treasurer. All right. One of our prizes, we'll do the drawing for the $50 Visa gift card. And let's have an Ed's moving it around and shaking it up. And let's have Amy draw that one. Amy just left. Okay, let's have Marlena draw that one. $50 Visa gift card. Oh, boy. I heard someone off in the distance say, I'll take it. Larry Hall. All right. He's president of the Redwood Empire chapter, right? Yes, yes. That was fourth prize. Fourth prize, $50 Visa gift card goes to Larry Hall. Visa. V as in Victor, I, S as in Sam, A, Visa. Pizza, pizza, pizza. Okay. Third prize. And another V as in Victor, I, S, A gift card. Who is that? Drawn by. Who should I have the. Linda, let's have Linda draw. Linda, pick me. Don't you pick Peter. Don't you pick Peter.
I won't.
$50 Visa gift card. Bill Easton. Bill is a member of the Bayview chapter. Yay, Bill.
Buying refreshments for the next meeting.
And Jeff said he's buying refreshments for the next meeting. I see. All right. Now, our second prize is a $100 gift card to Walmart. Oh, boy. Or, as I've heard someone say, Wally World. And let's have Kathy Skivers draw this one. Yay. $100 gift card to Walmart. Who's our winner? Here comes Mr. Roller Skates himself. Annabelle Shaw from the San Diego Braille Club. Yay, Annabelle. Annabelle Shaw. Okay.
So I can draw my own name?
You were reading my mind. No, you're going to draw my name. Or what's mine is mine, and what's his is mine. And
dug around and shook him up.
And what? Larry Hall, Redwood Empire chapter. Wow. Oh, Larry, $500. Wow.
That one called me.
Oh. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming and making this banquet a huge success. And remember, hospitality is open tonight, and we'll be having our business meeting tomorrow with more fudge and money and a couple of door prizes. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening, everybody. Thank you.
Perfect.